Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Gordon Chang. He's an Asian expert, China expert, and he wrote the book on the topic, The Coming Collapse of China, which continues to be prophetic. You see his face on television reporting on the current issues of the Pacific Rim all the time. Gordon, thanks again for being here. In China right now, there's some new developments. What was it, a couple of months ago, they had the 19th Congress of the Chinese Communist Party. They reelected the president and to his second term. And take it from there and tell us what's happened since then.
Okay. In October, they had the 19th National Party Congress. These Congresses these years are about a half decade apart. And at that point, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, got another five-year term as General Secretary of the Communist Party. That by far is his most important post. Mm-hmm. We're coming up to the National People's Congress, which will start at the beginning of next month. That is government, not party. And the big news, as we heard on Sunday, was that they're going to change the constitution of the country to permit the president to serve more than 2 5-year terms.
Wow.
But for his most important post, which is General Secretary of the Communist Party, that's unlimited. But the convention has been in recent years that a general secretary serves only 2 5-year terms and serves only 2 5-year terms as president. So what Xi Jinping is telling the world right now is that he wants to stay on indefinitely,
right,
probably for life if he can arrange it.
Yeah, that's dangerous, isn't it? That's not good for the world, is it?
Well, it's certainly dangerous because if Xi Jinping does consolidate control and he does want absolute power, he's going to do certain things, I think, that are going to trouble not only the Chinese but us. He's been extremely belligerent, trying to grab territory from neighbors. He's trying to close off the global commons, and that, of course, affects us. And he is closing off the Chinese market to foreign competitors.
Hmm.
More state control, more state subsidies. I mean, just you can't think
he's
of a
going,
good
he's
thing
going
that
backwards,
he has been
is he?
Doing.
He's going in the opposite direction of where natural progress would go, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is, you know, everything that the hopes of the Chinese people. He is turning his back on it.
And the hopes of the rest of the world. I mean, we were hoping that all the things we were paying for, you know, in my mind, Gordon, watching America lose so much stuff in the process of doing business with China, with bringing them into the 21st century, in a nation of nations that behave. And all the things that they've assaulted us in cyberspace, and all those things that we've lost, I thought, okay, maybe that'll be that's just the cost of bringing China along, so that they can their middle class can actually take over one day, and they can become a free nation. But it's actually going the other way, isn't it?
It's going the other way. Xi Jinping openly admires Mao. The big story here is not that Xi Jinping
remind the audience who Mao was.
Well, Mao Zedong founded the People's Republic, was a megalomaniac dictator.
Brutal.
Started the Cultural Revolution, greatly forward, probably responsible for more deaths than any other individual in history.
Yeah.
The death toll that is attributed to him directly, somewhere between 30 and 70 million people.
Wow.
I mean, people who were following Xi Jinping's career knew that he was going to try something like this. The big story here is not so much that Xi Jinping is a villain. The big story is that we deluded ourselves and thought that he would be a liberal reformer. And there are a lot of China watchers who I think should be very embarrassed right now.
Who should be? Name their names. I want to know their names. Name the names of the people who had some a complicity in allowing this to happen, who could have maybe made a change.
Well, I don't want to start recriminations, but if we wanted to, I mean, there are certainly a lot of China watchers who should have known what was going on. But if you phrase the question, who allowed this to happen? Well, I think that you probably would start with Presidents Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Trump, because the United States could have done many things to prevent this from happening.
Were we naive, or just asleep at the switch, or complacent, or complicit?
All of the above, depending on who you talk to. But certainly, we were extremely optimistic when we shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, we saw what the Soviet Union was like. We deluded ourselves.
Why do we do that? Why does America, Gordon? Why does America roll over on Iran and China and North Korea and Russia as if these people are honest brokers? Why do we treat them like that?
Well, I think it's
embarrassing and dangerous, Gordon.
It's extremely dangerous, and the world is heading to one of those inflection points where we saw, 1914, 1939. And I'm not saying that we're going to plunge into the Third World War, but we are facing the same types of challenges and the same risks and dangers, at least in terms of magnitude. And if you look today, you look at the bad trends before at 1914 and 1939,
yep.
You can see them both replaying at today. So this is extremely dangerous.
Do you agree that in 5 or 10 or 30 years, people will look back and see the sea change will have happened over the weekend?
Any time right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people will look back at this time as saying it was exceedingly consequential.
Yeah. Quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what happens going forward. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.